Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Galatians, please, third chapter this evening, Galatians 3. We've been on this subject for a few weeks now, about being redeemed from the curse of the law. You about had all of that you want to hear? Or yeah, me neither. Galatians 3 and 6 says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. It's important to know that everything that happened with Abraham has nothing to do with the law. There were no Ten Commandments. There were no statutes. There were no, ordinances of the temple sacrifice or tabernacle. None of that existed yet. And he was counted righteous, not because of the works that he did, but because he had faith. Does that sound familiar? Yes. It was a type of the new birth and the new covenant, which is why it goes on to say, verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, that's us, the same are the children of Abraham. We're told to walk in the same steps of our father Abraham. Verse 8, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then, verse 9, they which be of faith, is that us? Is that us? We're what?
Blessed.
Blessed. Does the Lord want us to know about the blessing? He must. This is New Testament. They which be of faith are blessed with Abraham. Faithful Abraham. Was Abraham blessed?
Yes.
How did that affect his life? In many ways. Many ways. Keep reading. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just or justified ones, those made righteous, shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Living by keeping the Ten Commandments and the statutes and ordinances is not living by faith. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
It's living by a code of what's right versus what's wrong. And everything God ever said is right, it's right.
Yeah.
It always will be right.
Yes.
But man failed to be justified by righteous conduct alone. Everybody messed up and fell short and came short, except one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he, through his sacrifice, made it available that we could be justified another way. Rather than just keeping all of the law, we could be made right in God's eyes by faith in Jesus. It's wonderful. Now, when we say, we just got through reading here about the blessing and about the curse. Do you know millions on this planet don't even believe these two things exist?
Wow.
I mean, millions, scores of millions in our country, the U.S., if you start talking to them about a curse, they will look at you like you poor ignorant thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
There's no such thing as curses, as a curse. Well, if you don't believe in that, then you're probably not going to believe in the blessing.
Yeah.
either.
Yep, that's right.
Right? The blessing. Well, if you don't believe in the blessing or the curse, that indicates you don't believe in God. No matter what you say. Because if you don't believe in that, you probably don't believe in true good or true evil or a God or a devil. And there are millions who do not. They think they are now educated and they have been free from such primitive, archaic, emotional crutches. But it doesn't change the fact that there is a God and there is a devil. There is good. There is evil. There is blessing. And there is curse. And the curse is really bad. But the blessing is wonderfully good. And if you're smart, you'll find out what you need to and do what you need to stay out of the curse. Is that right? And get full in to the blessing. Can anybody say amen? All right, we better keep reading then. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from what? Then it must not have been some superstitious, non-existent thing. He redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. He did it by taking our place, taking the curse that we would have taken. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. How were they able to nail him to the cross? What's a cross? It's wood beams. What's wood beams? Tree. It's a tree. How could they do that? Because he allowed it. You remember when they came and said, he said, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus. He said, I am. They all fell on the ground. He had to wait for them to get up. Come on. Is that right? He had to wait for them to get up and recover. He let them do this. Why? To us, in one way, the cross is a beautiful thing because of what happened there. But really, the cross is a place where a lot of ugliness happened. It'd be like the gas chamber today, or the electric chair. The worst of the worst criminals were put to death and sentenced to die like that. Jesus, being the glorious Son of God, who never sinned or failed, there's absolutely no reason why he should have been there. In fact, the religious leaders, to them, it was confirmation that he was a bad, evil person misleading the people, because in their mind, there's no way God had ever let that happen to a good, righteous person. The fact that he was hanging on the cross with these other two condemned criminals, to them, proved he must be a very bad man. But it wasn't so. And it was a plan that hell didn't understand. It was the wisdom of God. And of course, the devil, he prides himself on being a genius. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. And when the Lord allowed them to kill him, and when he died, see, nobody expected that. Not his disciples. No, that's why they fell apart. That's why they ran. Nobody expected him to let them kill him. Yeah. And when they saw him breathe his last and say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, and they knew he was dead, hell thought they had pulled off the victory of all time. They thought, we did it. I don't think they really believed they could get away with it. But they thought, we did it. We did it. We killed the Son of God. Hell must have been celebrating all those 3 days and nights. Until the Father. I don't know for sure. I think the Father stood up. And that's something. I don't know that for sure. But he spoke. I know this. He spoke.
Yeah.
And he said, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." And Jesus was the first one to ever be born again. In the heart and core of the earth, that place shook. How many believe when God spoke those words? You think the shackles fell off in that jail cell when the earthquake, that was a type of what happened down there. And when Jesus arose, the Bible said in Revelation that he said, "Now, I've got the keys of death and of hell." Hallelujah. The devil ain't what he used to be. He played right into the hands of God. He didn't know. I mean, the scripture says if they had known, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know that was going to happen. But I'm saying all that to say this. Why'd he go? Why is he there? Why did he let them nail him to the tree? Verse 13. What was he doing? He redeemed us. Oh, somebody say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." What does that mean, he redeemed it? Don't get religious on this now. What does that mean? Redeem is like paying the ransom for somebody, a slave, that's sold into bondage. It's like paying for their freedom so that they can go free. A price had to be paid. And the only thing that could happen, instead of us having to pay it ourselves, the Father allowed somebody else to pay the price for us. You should love Him forever, saint. And He was willing to do it. Glory to God. The Bible said in Hebrews, He endured the cross, despising the shame. He endured it because He saw. Hallelujah. For the joy that was to come. He saw you and I wouldn't have to endure the curse. He saw we wouldn't have to go to the heart of the earth and be judged and be punished. He saw we could get what He wanted all of us to have anyway, the blessing that He gave to His covenant friend Abraham, that made him rich, that gave him peace, that made him fruitful, that protected him. On and on and on. He wanted every one of us to have that full blessing and no curse.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me.